You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
Some will say that you're only as old as you feel, and there are some mornings when I feel really old. I know that aging is a process, not a disease. It happens every day, second by second, year by year, until suddenly you realize those highlights are really just gray hairs and not sun-kissed streaks. And your pet, the one you refer to as your baby, just got a letter from your veterinarian saying that it's now a senior citizen and needs targeted care. Is that just a marketing ploy, or are there things that you can do to increase the quality of your pet's life? Thankfully, with advances in medicine, nutrition, and the science of aging, people and pets are living longer and healthier lives. But what determines if your pet is a senior citizen? Do all pets age at the same rate? What body systems are most commonly affected? Can pets suffer from an Alzheimer-like disease? What can you as a pet owner do? Dr. Kyle Creech of Siva Animal Health will talk to me about aging and answer the age-old question. Can you teach an old dog new tricks, and will it remember it? We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Aquariums and pond keeping are among the most popular of all hobbies in the United States and throughout the world. In fact, fish are probably the most numerous pet in people's homes and in their businesses. In Aquarium Mania, we'll learn more about the secret and not-so-secret life of fish and other inhabitants, the basics of good aquarium keeping, the complexities of the aquarium industry, and the science and art that surround this fascinating hobby. I'm your host, Roy Anong, and I'd like to thank you for joining us. Aquarium Mania.
Every week, on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Dr. Creech, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So if I know my stats and something I try to look up, they say that there's about 52 million dogs in the United States, and about one-third of them, or about 18 million, are considered seniors. And there's about 59 million cats, or 22 million of them being considered seniors. What is a senior pet?
Well, what we consider a senior pet is any cat or dog, and a lot of the age is dependent upon the size and the weight, especially when we get into the dog population, depending on the breed, the size, the weight, those kind of things. But pretty much you can narrow it down to the age of 7 and greater is pretty much what we would call a senior or an adult pet at that point.
So, all right, it just went from being 6 years of age to 7 years of age. Should I expect to see something suddenly happen?
Typically, it can be a gradual occurrence. Sometimes there can be more dramatic results that you see, such as graying of the hair, slowing down, arthritis. There may be some metabolic issues that you can't technically see, but you will start to notice over time. And that's what we really want to stress to the pet owners when we have reaching this age is, you know, really getting in for our wellness exams at that point.
Well, I know I've been telling clients for years, you know, you should come in twice a year, bring your pet in twice a year for a wellness exam. And they look at me like, yeah, yeah, I know you need to make the mortgage payments. That's why you want me to come in twice a year. So hearing it from another veterinarian, why should they bring especially a senior pet in twice a year, since probably you and I go in once a year, needed or not?
Well, as we know, pets age more quickly than what adults and humans do. And so that's one reason why we want to get our pets in at least twice a year. But another reason is that way we can gauge baselines. So especially if we're doing, you know, a wellness exam where we're doing blood work, for instance, that way we're going to have a baseline. So if we're doing it every 6 months, we're going to notice a subtle change in any of the blood chemistries or any of the other changes that we're doing among the tests that we run. So that's why it's important, because of the aging process, to get those baselines and to make sure we find something sooner rather than later, because as we know, as pets get older, it's harder to treat those issues before catching them early.
And they're usually a lot more expensive when you catch them later and you're playing that catch-up game.
Prevention is much better than treatment, yes.
Well, I'm glad you said all those things. I'm definitely going to take that little snippet and play it, saying, see, it's not just me. This is, you need to come in so frequently. What are some of the signs? You know, yes, people will say, oh, doc, it's just getting older. That's why it's having a harder time getting up and down. You know, there's nothing that we can do. What are some of the things they should look for?
Well, again, some of the signs that we're going to be talking about can be very subtle, but then others that are going to be very visual by the owner. Some are just slowing down, just the general not wanting to get up or play as much. And again, a lot of owners just correlate that with, oh, they're getting older. You know, there's nothing, you know, nothing we can really do about this. Other things can be more serious, where starting to bark or vocalize just at random nothings within the backyard or within the house. Those are going to be noticed more by pet owners, because it's going to be keeping them up at night. Other issues that we see are going to the front door rather than the back door to go out to go to the bathroom. A lot of the trained commands that we know that they know, but they start forgetting. It really correlates with, you know, aging humans when you have had to dealt with, you know, a grandmother or grandparent that are starting to show these same kind of signs. And it runs really parallel with a lot of the clinical signs as well.
So it seems as though, yes, there's some physical, but a lot of it really for this behavioral change is what you're going to be looking for.
Exactly. A lot of the behavior changes, again, you know, having accidents in the house, because we know that they had learned that they're potty trained in the house, but with the behavior change of aging, where, you know, they forget. They don't remember I need to go outside and go to the bathroom. Again, just regular commands, sitting, staying, those kind of general things are all that, you know, again, that can be overlooked because they just assume I have an older pet. It's something that happens. It's a natural aging process. But there is something we can do. And that's what the point of getting our wellness exams and looking at the products that your veterinarian has available for you.
I know there's all sorts of vitamins and you're supposed to have all these antioxidants. Since I'm getting older myself and I'm trying to slow down the process, I know I can't stop it, but I want to slow it down. You read in various magazines, well, you should take your antioxidants and your fish oils and you should have lots of leafy green vegetables and, you know, on and on and on. Does nutrition and diet make a difference for slowing down the process in our pets?
Definitely, definitely. And that's you know, something that I think owners need to be made aware of too. You know, keeping the proper diet and providing those supplements to help slow down the process and protect from the signs of brain aging or cognitive decline can be very closely related to the diet as well.
For ourselves, one of the things I've started doing, also trying to slow down the process, we do it for the outside and try and do it for the inside and the brain, is playing Sudoku. So, you know, okay, I'm going to push myself, see if I can do the hard ones this time.
Exactly.
Are there brain exercises for dogs or cats?
There are, and it's considered environmental enrichment, and there's a lot of things you can buy, you know, just in the general pet stores that make them kind of think about things more, and you can do it as well as a pet owner by, you know, working with them to give them treats by making them do the command, sitting, staying, you know, laying down, roll over, those kind of things we know they know how to do. But also there's the treats that you do that makes them play with them or twist them. Those kind of things make them be interactive and playful, that we're going to keep stimulating them to be young instead of just laying around and not participating in anything. So there are a lot of things we can do with environmental enrichment that helps keep them young as well.
So I do have an excuse for going out and buying more kitty toys. I love that one. So the brain getting older, it just seems like there's not a lot that we can do. I do see pets coming in, and I noticed it in my own dog when I had my black lab, where he just seemed confused, and it was very distressing. And at the times, you know, looking through all the various medications, and this was probably about 10 years ago, there didn't seem to be a lot that I could use. What's out there now for the cat and dog owner?
You know, as we become more aware and become more educated on the brain aging process, there are becoming more things available on the market. Hills has a BD diet, which is the behavior diet, which they have formulated for the aging dog as well. And the new product on the market is called Synalife, which is a newer product that has a combination of ingredients that really keys in on the neurospecificity of the brain aging issue.
So what happens in the brain? Do the little nerve endings just become tired and they're no longer firing, sending out their little messengers and to stimulate another one? Is it an Alzheimer-like condition that dogs and cats get?
It is. It's very close. Cognitive dysfunction has been kind of considered doggy Alzheimer's or very closely related to that. Typically what happens is when aging pets, the cell membranes around the neurons become more rigid. And so what it kind of discontinues the traveling from the brain to the neurons to the rest of the body in order to react to a stimulus. And so as the aging process occurs, the neurons die quicker, and also the communication process between the neurons decreases as well. So that's kind of what relates to the occurrences of the behavior issues that we see.
So if we see these behaviors, can it be that sometimes people will come in and say, well, my dog is just upset with me because I've started working more and now it's home and now it's pooping in the front room. How do we know if this is just an unhappy pet or is this a cognitive dysfunction pet?
Well, and that's a tough decision, and that's something that the owner definitely needs to work with a veterinarian on. Obviously, we want to go through a full workup to make sure there's not something going on that may be medically wrong, but then we need to start narrowing it down to, is it a cognitive dysfunction or cognitive decline issue? And a lot of that, again, is going to relate to the age issue, and so, you know, it's a fine line, and, you know, sometimes we may need to deal with the behaviors as well, because it sometimes can be a little bit tougher for the general practitioner to make that decision there. But typically, if we have a pet who is, you know, 7 to 8 years old, we know we're getting to that point, and we're starting to have these actions of, you know, inappropriate urination or defecation within the house, or forgetting things, getting lost in corners, then we can pretty much pinpoint that it is a cognitive decline issue. And this is when we want to start looking into other opportunities for these type of products that we're discussing. Now, again, a lot of these other signs that we're talking to can be very subtle. For instance, my own pet is a 7-year-old boxer who, you know, boxers have that mentality of bouncing off the walls. And being around him all the time, you just kind of accept the fact that, you know, you don't notice, or you just kind of accept that he's slowing down, you know, he's not playing as much. And when it is brought to your attention, it really wakes you up.
It's totally correct. I had my black lab who, like your boxer, was a kid that bounced off the walls, and I had hoped at a year of age he might slow down and, okay, neuter him, see if that helped. And finally, when he did slow down, about 11, it was like, don't you want to play? Come on, come on. And it's very distill your kid, you know, instill that pup in your mind who just happens to have that grain of the muzzle.
Right.
With medications, you look on the internet for people, and that anti-aging market, as they're marketing to us, just has such a huge number of various lotions, potions, and pills. So you're mentioning this medication called Senolife. You can get through your veterinarian. What is it composed of, and why does this work differently than, say, something I can get over the internet or at a health food store?
Okay, well, first, let's start about exactly what Senolife is. And like I had spoke before, Senolife is a unique new product on the market, on the veterinary market, that has a combination of ingredients which is neurospecific. Now, what's included in the product is phosphatidylserine, which is a building block of the cell membranes, because kind of how I discussed earlier, those cell membranes on the neurons become more rigid as we get older. And so it doesn't allow the neurotransmitters to transport through those neurons and throughout the rest of the body. So that's phosphatidylserine. It also includes ginkgo biloba, which almost everyone is familiar with. But one thing I really want to talk about is it's not just the individual ingredients and how they work, but it's how these ingredients are going to work together in order to achieve the responses. Okay. The third is pyridoxine, vitamin B6. Resveratrol, which is a product that has been receiving a lot of attention in the human market. It's been on Oprah, it's been on 60 Minutes, 2020. All of them are running stories about how resveratrol is kind of the new up-and-coming antioxidant product.
That's one that comes from grapes, correct?
Correct.
So that's why we're supposed to drink our wine.
That's exactly right. It's a polyphenol, which has very, very strong antioxidant properties. It kind of correlates with what they think, like with the French paradox in France, because of the decreased heart disease there. They think it's related to the resveratrol concentration within the wine because they consume more wine than here in the U.S. The last ingredient is D-alpha tocopherol, which is natural vitamin E. And again, it's a very, very strong antioxidant. And basically what these antioxidant ingredients are going to be doing is they're going to help protect the neurons from dying off, because just with the natural aging process, the neurons are going to be dying off due to free radicals. And so the antioxidant is going to help protect against those free radicals, which lead to more neuron death.
Okay, Dr. Creech, what is a free radical? People hear that all the time and they go, I know what radicals were. They were back in the 60s and the hippies, but what are free radicals?
Free radicals, those are, and it's hard to break it down, but basically what those are, they are byproducts or things that occur within the body that want to destroy the healthy cells. And so when they attach to a healthy cell, it can destroy that normal cell, and which can lead to the destruction and the elimination of those. And so that's what using these antioxidants do. We're going to help protect from that destruction in order to keep the healthy cells where we want them to be.
It may be very simplistic, but sometimes I'll tell people, well, an oxidant, think of rusting. So an antioxidant keeps your body from rusting.
Exactly. That is exactly right. And another thing we talk about, too, in aging, and just as well as in humans, are beta-amyloid plaques, which occur in the brain. And a lot of times when they do the CT scans or the MRIs in humans, they'll notice these beta plaques, which are just black spots that are occurring on the brain. And it also occurs in dogs when they've done these MRIs. Now, we don't know exactly how they correlate with cognitive dysfunction and cognitive decline, but we know that it is correlated with the aging process. And so resveratrol and these antioxidants are going to help protect against the beta amyloid collection as well in the brain.
Well, listening to this sounds, wow, this is pretty good. So, Senolife, it's for dogs and cats?
That is correct. It is for dogs and cats, and it comes in two different sizes. There's a smaller size for pets from, 2 pounds to 50 pounds, and there's a large size for dogs, 50 pounds and greater. And basically what it is, it comes in a gelatin capsule, and the smaller size is kind of in the shape of a torpedo, so you can actually clip off the end and pour it on the food or pour it into the pet's mouth, or they can ingest the entire capsule itself. So it's very easy to give. Palatability is very strong, especially in dogs. My dog inhales the product, and my boxer, I started in on the product just to see, again, when I first started, I didn't think that he had any problems or any issues occurring. About 7 to 8 days after I started the product, he was up in the morning digging his tennis ball out of his toy basket, bringing it to me in bed, wanting to play. And again, when that happens, it really wakes you up to make you notice, man, this is amazing how quickly it's worked and how effectively it's been working.
So typically about a week before you start seeing
We are seeing some very strong responses 7 to 10 days. And that is, again, what is so special about this product is the quick onset and how good the efficacy is as well.
And do they have to continue taking it, or do you get the improvement and say, oh, thank you, it's better, and now I can stop?
We have a study that was done where it shows it lasted, but we know with a product like this, because you are never going to stop the aging process. It's the physiological process of just the body getting older, so you're not going to stop that. So this is going to be a product that pet owners are going to want to continue to use, and I think when they see the results, they're going to agree with me when they find how well their dog or cat are going to respond to this. Now, again, kind of splitting up the dogs and cats, it's kind of difficult to notice a cat that is starting to show clinical signs of aging, because cats are very subtle sometimes. A lot of times they'll just hide or, you know, go into their own room and really not be that social. So the majority of the clinical signs we see with cats are more of the howling or loud meowing at nighttime, and we've had very strong results with the product resolving that issue of keeping the owners up at night just from the loud meowing or howling. So the clinical signs in cats are a little bit more, I guess, tougher to decide or to see, but it is very effective.
Are there any side effects to this? Because this sounds pretty marvelous stuff. You know, all of a sudden you have a pet that you think is okay, but then you try it and going, wow, I didn't realize that it really was having some issues because I just kind of got used to my cat or dog as it's been acting the last year or two. But how about side effects?
There are no known side effects. This product has been available in Europe for many years, and there have been no reported incidents. Okay, so it's a very safe product. It can be used in combination with other products if needed. But again, kind of talking about our discussion earlier is, we would like this product to be on every pet that hits that 6 to 7 year old range, because if we can slow the process down earlier, it's better than getting to the point of a full-blown cognitive dysfunction pet where we know, again, prevention is better than treatment. And so if we can get them on the product earlier, the better it's going to be in the future.
Well, some of the listeners right now might be interested in how much this costs, but I know one of the questions I'm interested in, I'll make them wait until we come back from the short break, is can people take this? Because, sounds like it's pretty good stuff. We've been talking right now with Dr. Kyle Creech of Siva Animal Health and our aging population of pets. We'll be right back after the short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's fine.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Hello,
I'm Deborah Wolf, and I'm inviting you to my animal party on Pet Life Radio. My pet experts will be coming to the party to answer your pet questions, and they'll also be sharing their favorite stories and messages with us, but I'll be asking them some tough questions. We'll get their opinions on the hot-button topics like the pit bull ban, pet food, vaccines, religion, politics, and animals, cat decline, and the latest news, whatever's turning the animal world on its head, we'll be talking about at the animal party. This party's got bite.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Okay, Dr. Creech, the burning question, can people take this?
This actual formulation has been specifically designed for pets. Now, I am sure, and I receive this phone call a lot, is where can I pick this up for myself? I'm sure there are products out there on the market that are very closely related to this. And again, a lot of the press that has been evolving around the resveratrol has been very large, again, especially on shows like Oprah and 60 Minutes and 2020, where the demographic sees that and they want to try this product out. And so I don't exactly know where to find it, but I'm sure there are products like this out there for the human market.
If a human were to accidentally take their dog's medication, they're not going to start barking and licking their bum, I hope.
I would hope not. I know it does have cod liver oil in it, so it is very fishy, and it does have a fish odor once you pop that capsule open. So I don't know if they would take it again once they try it that first time.
Sounds like a good thing. So here we have a product. Now, are we going to call it a medication? Is it a nutraceutical? How is it defined?
It would be considered a nutraceutical product. But like I say, we are very ecstatic about the results we're seeing. And if I can just give you a quick story that I got last week, I received a call from a veterinarian just because how happy he was with the results of the product. He had a client that had, I think it was a 12 to 13-year-old dog, and the owners were kind of trying to make that decision of, is it time or is it not time to reach the point of euthanasia? And the veterinarian said, well, just try this for 2 weeks and we'll see how we're doing. And then we can really decide and, you know, say that we have tried everything we can. He called me and he said 2 weeks later, after being on Centrelife, the dog was still alive. The owners were very happy. The dog was up and getting around. And so those kind of stories really make you feel confident and selling and really promoting a product like this.
That's amazing, because if it went from just, okay, it's a older pet that might seem like lights are on and not everybody's home, to, oh my goodness, we're at that point of euthanizing it. And that's always such a hard decision for a pet owner, especially when it comes to kind of that amorphous, just off behavior-wise versus, you know, crying out in pain. They can always make the decision that way. That sounds, wow. Any other good stories like that?
You know, I had another one from a technician in Ohio that I had been speaking with in communication via email, and she kind of had the same story where they had adopted a dog. Every time her and her husband, he was a veterinarian, she was a technician in the same clinic, every time they would get home and get ready to sit down and watch TV, this beagle would get up and pace around, and urinate right on the floor in front of them.
Oh, that's
fun. So that had been going on for months and months, and they had to clean up, I think, on average, 6 to 7 potty spots within the evening. And so we discussed the product, and the dog was around, I think, 8 to 9 years old at that time. And so she started the product, and she sent me an email where, I mean, it was, she couldn't believe how well her beagle had responded. And she said, since the 2 weeks that she'd been on the product, she'd only had to clean up 2 to 3 accidents total. So if you can go from, you know, 5 to 7 accidents a night down to 2 to 3 accidents, it was just dramatic. And she was, overwhelmed with how happy they were with the product. And her husband, being a veterinarian, because a lot of veterinarians can be kind of skeptical of these nutraceutical products, he was sold hard on the product at that point.
That is just something, because having animals with elimination issues can really tear apart those bonds. You know, you love your pet, but when it starts having accidents in the house, you just get so, so terribly frustrated. So this is wonderful. Something that the listeners may want to consider is, if you see some of these problems, think, oh, okay, it needs Centrelife and it's just a mental issue. But Dr. Creech, it can be a physiological problem too. So what are some of the, okay, if you see this sign, what may be the medical problem that's associated with it and not just a behavioral issue or a mental issue?
Yeah, I mean, that's the most important thing is you don't want to prescribe a medication without doing a full workup on these pets, because then if there's something that's going on that is off that you notice, you know, even something as simple as inappropriate urination, there may be a urinary tract infection or bladder stones or kidney stones, something like that that can be very severe that may be causing it, but just not going in for that full workup. You know, there are other issues such as, you know, brain tumors or other cancers that may be causing issues. Blindness, deafness, those things that as aging occurs as well may not be what you think is occurring, but that may be the result of the issue that you're finding. Again, getting caught in a corner or stuck behind the couch or underneath the furniture, you may think, well, you know, it's getting kind of old. It may be something along those lines, but it may be something as, you know, as easy as, you know, it being blind or deafness occurring. So there's a lot of things we need to look into and investigate before we jump into a treatment protocol.
I've had many a client come in who are just flabbergasted when I say, oh, and by the way, your pet is blind. It's like, it can't be, doctor. You're crazy. It gets around the house just fine. I said, well, it's kind of like you and I at night and you need to go to the bathroom. You don't want to bother the family, so you don't turn lights on. And you know that turn right at the end of the bed, 5 steps, turn left, and you're in the bathroom. So oftentimes our dogs and cats are so used to their home environment where they have the pattern down. All of a sudden you put them into a strange place like a veterinary office and oops, they're bumping into walls and they're bumping into other things. So blindness can happen.
Definitely. And that, like I said, pets are extremely adaptable. And you know, when I was in practice, I had pets just like you, I'm sure, that, you know, owners did not realize that their pets were blind or going blind, and they were doing just fine. They could even go out in the yard and, you know, run around and play because they knew those boundaries. Even in the house, they knew where furniture had been set up. And so their adaptability is amazing.
If you could go through, I am a client that comes to you and first-time client, for instance, and I have an 8-year-old Cocker Spaniel. And you say, okay, I'm going to give it a senior wellness exam. What would that exam typically entail?
Typically what we would do as a full-blown wellness exam is, first of all, you want to do a complete physical exam and just discuss with the owners, you know, how are we doing at home? What are we doing? Are there any changes, any abnormalities? The reason I talk about this in the communication with the pet is, I think it was in 2000, Hills did a pet survey with owners asking if your pet were showing any of these clinical signs, and they related to the clinical signs we talked about, you know, slowing down, not wanting to play as much, you know, being apathetic, those kind of things. And around 75% to 80% of the owners responded, yes, my pet is showing these signs. And then they followed up that question with, how many of you have actually discussed this with your veterinarian? And only 12% of those pet owners relayed that information to the veterinarian. So there's that really big disconnect there between owners just accepting my pet is aging compared to discussing with the veterinarian on what can I do to either slow down or prevent or stop this process. So the communication is a huge issue when we get to these senior wellness exams. But a full, complete physical exam is very, very important. Listening to the heart, looking at the teeth, dental care is very important in senior pets as well. Looking at the eyes, the ears, and then following it up with doing a full blood work panel and CBC, and then also doing a urinalysis. That way, we're going to get that baseline of a complete blood count, and we're also going to be doing a urinalysis to start to see if there's other issues that may be occurring as well.
But sometimes people will say, Doc, I like you, you're a nice person, but I know my pet. My pet is absolutely healthy. If there were a problem, I would know. What's your retort to that?
Well, I would say with a lot of things, we know that our pets can't talk to us. And again, we know that their adaptability is very, very strong. So a lot of times they will hide these things because they are fight or flight animals. And so if they are, you know, hurting or if they're having issues, they're going to be hiding it as strong as they possibly can. And so relaying that information to the pet owners is, you know, we need to look into this now because, again, if we're starting to have kidney disease, we can start it now with, you know, changing the diet around, doing some other things that we can do at home instead of waiting until a year from now where the kidney disease has progressed so severely that there's not a lot we can do.
I totally agree. I try to tell my clients that subtle can really be significant. So even if to you, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. It's just getting old, it's a little bit slower getting up. You know, it's not chewing its food as well. It used to like to always chew on this particular kind of chewy and now just kind of ignores it. I'll tell people to even keep a little diary of writing down things that they see, because coming to see a veterinarian is like going to go see your own MD. Sometimes you get a little bit nervous and you forget things that you want to ask. But if you bring along that pet health diary, then you go, oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about it's been drinking more water recently. I know it's been hot, but, you know, it's been drinking more water and it's had a couple of accidents while it's sleeping. Okay, really? And sometimes that will help your veterinarian kind of focus in on a particular problem that maybe they would not have thought about otherwise.
I think that's a great point and a great idea to talk to your pet owners about, because like you're saying, you get into the veterinarian's office and your pet as well, that adrenaline flow is just really kicking in. And so a lot of the, you know, even the arthritic signs that they'll show at home will not be as visual in the veterinarian's office because they're somewhere new, they're usually excited because everybody's touching on them, petting them, giving them all kinds of attention. So they will not show those signs, and so the pet owner will forget about that typically because they're listening to what the veterinarian has to say to them. So I think, you know, keeping a diary or notes of what I need to talk to my veterinarian about is very important.
You'd also mention teeth, you know, making sure there's not tartar or periodontal disease, a gum disease. And yes, tartar builds up and a lot of it has to do with diet, genetics, and luck. And hopefully people are brushing their pet's teeth at home. But okay, you have a pet that has dental disease. It really needs to be cleaned, a thorough cleaning, and that involves anesthesia. But doc, I can't put it under anesthesia. I had a dog 10 years ago die under anesthesia. Your response?
My response is that if we follow the proper proper means of anesthetizing, and then again, I would recommend doing pre-anesthetic blood work. That way we can make sure there's no underlying cause or issue of concern, because we want to know that before we would jump to anesthesia. But anesthesia, the technological changes that we have in the anesthesia now are completely safe. And being under gas anesthesia on these older pets is very safe. And typically within a vet practice, you're going to have the veterinarian and several technicians there watching and observing your pet as well.
I totally concur. Anesthesia is so much safer. And the caveat to that is we know that any pet or person, young, old, healthy, or sick, could always have an unexplained anesthetic reaction, the worst being an anesthetic death. But with all the safeguards that they have now, the EKG machines that are there, the machines that will tell you how much oxygen's in their blood, having technicians who are trained to keep an eye on your veterinarian who's there, really makes anesthesia so much safer. As I tell people, the teeth aren't going to get any better, the pet's not going to get any younger. So before those bad teeth, the bacteria from the mouth getting into the bloodstream and affecting the liver, the kidneys, the joints, and the heart, maybe not right away, but over the long-term haul, it's the best thing to do. Take care of it now.
I completely 100% agree. A story from practice, we had an older pet that came in and recommended a dental, and the owners followed up with that, getting a dental done. And I believe in this dog, we pulled almost every tooth that the dog had because they were still rotten, except for one or two teeth maybe.
And but doctor, how is it going to eat now?
That is a great question. I was going to answer that. We sent the dog home, and the owners were actually kind of upset by what we had done. Just, you know, what did you do to my dog, and why did you have to pull all the teeth? And after we explained to them that your dog's mouth was rotten, and if you can imagine having an abscess or just the most disgusting taste in your mouth, that is what your dog has been dealing with. After relieving and eliminating those rotten teeth in the mouth, the owners came back in 2 weeks later for a follow-up, and they said, we cannot believe the change in our pet. She's eating hard food. She's playing more. Her breath is much better than what it was before. So eliminating that issue, and again, it was one of those things that was tough for them to see or to notice, because if they don't sit there and watch her eat her food all the time, because a lot of times with rotten teeth or bad mouths, food's going to be dropping out, or they're not going to eat as much because it hurts. So with them not observing that or seeing that, it was hard for them to relate to it, but they noticed a completely different dog following the treatment.
Yay, you were exonerated. Good for you.
Yes, exactly right.
Well, there are so many wonderful advances that are keeping our mature pets with us. enjoying the best quality of life and hopefully many, many more weeks and years. We've been talking to Dr. Kyle Creech. And what is the name of this product that we're all going to want to go out and get for our mature pets?
The product is called Senolife.
And where do they get it?
That too, they get it from their veterinarian. Again, it's something you need to discuss with your veterinarian once we get to that middle age or the adult stage in our pets' lives.
And the product is one that is going to hopefully keep the lights on in your pup's brain and hopefully keeps everything else just ticking along, purring along wonderfully. Well, Dr. Creech, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Good. Well, hope you'll listen again next week to a next installment of The Pet Doctor. Whenever you have questions, the best person to ask is your primary care veterinarian. But you can always send me an email at thepetdoctor@petliferadio.com, and I'll try and get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, Mark, our producer, for doing another great job. Have a great week, and we'll chat with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets. Straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor. On demand every week. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.